I'm Trip Krause with this KTOO news update. A Juneau-based tribal organization is mum over reasons behind an intensive land clearing operation on Douglas Island. KTOO's Jacob Rusnick checked out the land leased by Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska.
On a recent afternoon, smoke billows from a clearing in the forest near the Eagle Crest ski area. An excavator loads felled trees and piles of brush into a smoldering burn pile. No trespassing signs are posted, but the work is clearly visible from the road. The signs are emblazoned with Tlingit and Haida's tribal logo. It's one of the largest tribal governments in southeast Alaska. Asked about the work, Tlingit and Haida spokeswoman Rhianne Holmes pointed to an August 2016 statement by the tribe's president, Richard Peterson. In it, he spoke of developing a diverse retail, cultural, and entertainment project.
As for the land clearing taking place up Fish Creek Road, we just don't have any specific information to share. It's all really in the conceptual stages of development, and the focus right now is on clearing and backfilling to create usable land.
In an updated statement Tuesday, Holmes reiterated that
Tlingit Haida remains committed to being a community partner, contributing to the economic sustainability of Southeast Alaska, and continuing to meet the needs of our tribal citizens.
But that doesn't answer the question of what the tribe's plans are. More details, Holmes added, would come at a later date. The land in question has an interesting history and a complicated legal status. It's owned by the heirs of an Angoon man who once held about 100 acres on Admiralty Island. In 2002, the U.S. Forest Service swapped that land for 220 acres on Douglas Island. In 2015, the heirs leased 20 of those acres to Tlingit and Haida, which began clearing land in mid-June. Juneau City Manager Rory Watt said he's had conversations with the tribe's leadership where they've discussed
conceptual plans to build some type of cultural center. I'm not sure on the exact details.
Speculation arose that the tribe was interested in gambling operations after Tlingit and Haida registered its gaming ordinance with the National Indian Gaming Commission. That's the federal body that has some oversight over gambling on tribal lands. In the 2016 statement, the tribe also ruled out casino-style gaming, but said it's interested in restarting its bingo operation. Tribes can't run gaming just anywhere. It has to be on sovereign lands known as Indian Country. One way is for the land to be put into federal trust, a process that's been fraught with legal controversy in Alaska and recently stalled by the Trump administration. Another type is tracts ceded to individuals under a 1906 law that allotted land to Alaska Natives. This acreage on Douglas Island was swapped for one of those allotments. There are also legal questions over whether allotments in Alaska are fully sovereign Indian country. Alaska's Attorney General wrote a legal opinion in October 2017 saying that question remains untested in the courts, but it cited case law from other states that suggested it could be. In the meantime, the work continues off Fish Creek Road. On Douglas Island, I'm Jacob Resnick.